What's up? We're back.
We're back.
It's Aitana.
And it's Issa.
And the Savage Sisters are back. Savage Sandinos.
Yeah, bad. Savage Sandinos.
But we're sisters too. But yeah, okay. Anyway.
Today we're going to be talking about
sugar daddies. You know what I'm saying?
What to do, yeah. How to trust them, and like how to get one, websites, and everything.
Period. All right. So, as you all know, seeking arrangements is probably the most known.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that one because like you just kind of, it's kind of like Facebook, you're just kind of vibing, like picking out the shit, like whatever, and then you know, you like can DM them and be like, hey, what's up, like, and then they respond and everything. You can get Instagrams. Wait, what? Yeah, bro. We can add this shit to Spotify.
No, but it's already on Spotify.
Oh,
okay,
period.
So, sorry, guys. We just got a notification that our podcast is on Spotify now, so you can look it up.
Listen to us there. It's probably a lot easier than finding it here. We're just so happy that you guys are listening. Whoever's out there, we really appreciate you. You can send in any questions, any things you'd like to hear, and we'll definitely read that, and we'll make a savage response. And yeah, so okay, anyways, sugar daddies. I know we live in a pandemic right now, but there's still money moves, you know, there's still ways to grind, get your money, secure the bag. So yeah, seeking arrangements is one. You just go on that shit, you can DM them, whatever the fuck, like whatever you vibe with, you know. And then I mean, I think personally that like FaceTiming, texting, that's the best, you know, because you don't have to meet up with them. You can just leave them on, be like, actually, like, I'm really busy, I'm scared of this pandemic, blah blah blah.
Because I saw this girl on TikTok and she's like a sugar baby, and she was like, never ever say that you won't meet up with them, like,
yeah,
just always lead it on. Because if you, yeah, say like you don't want to meet up, then that might just be done deal for them.
Yeah.
But if you always just like say like, yeah, once this pandemic's over we can, or like,
or
you know,
like
always,
I'm just busy this week with finals or like some shit, make something up, you
always
know? Your
always.
Grandpa died, I don't know,
yeah,
like make some shit up, and then, you know, make it a sob story, but make it be like, you are the one that I want to do.
Yeah.
Make it be like, you're the one I want. Make them feel special, you know? That's what they want. Like,
mm-hmm,
clearly, if they're fucking alone and, like, miserable with all this money, like, they have no one. So,
mm-hmm,
make them feel special and everything. There's also, yeah, so I would recommend not meeting up with them. I mean, unless you're comfortable with that. But you also have to be aware because sometimes police officers do go undercover and go on that app.
So make sure you are 18.
Yeah.
If you do ever meet up with them, and never...
Never ever prostitute yourself or anything.
Yeah, like, don't say your name at first. Like, always keep
always
yourself very private
name,
at first.
Yeah.
Very private.
And use a fake name.
Yeah, use a fake name. Use, like...
Make a fake Snapchat.
Yeah,
dump
everything.
Dump it in your Instagram. Just keep it low-key. Always use Cash App or Venmo. Never bank account or PayPal. None of that shit. And then...
Because you never know who you're talking to. You could think you trust them, which I just did today.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know who you can trust until you actually for sure get them. Trust them. Like, make,
yeah,
sure they send you money before...
Yeah, money always.
Anything happens.
Yeah. There's also an app called Whisper, and it's pretty nice. You can, like, I mean, it's for, like, anything, honestly. It's kind of like some Reddit type shit. I don't even know.
You, like, post stuff, like, whatever you're feeling anonymously. So you,
yeah,
can be like, I had a bad day at work today, and post that.
And someone will respond. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. So it's all anonymous, so you don't even gotta worry about a baby girl. But you, I think a little tip for the insiders who listen to these Savage Sanditas, you need to go to groups and join feet pics for sale, feet fetish, all that shit, and you post freshly done pedicured toes, feet pics for sale, like whatever, post,
you can
all
say
shit,
like your height, your weight, and,
yeah,
like your feet size,
age, everything, like whatever, and then they'll be like, okay, can I get some? And then you move to either Kick, you move to Snapchat, the fake Snapchat,
WhatsApp,
yeah,
like anything.
Anything that you want. And then you are good, bro. Then you move, and then they say, okay, I want them, like, one guy was like, I want you in heels. So I sent him a picture of all the heels that I had, and then he's like, okay, I want you in these. Another one, they'll be like, I want you, like, pretending to be stepping on the camera, like, anything, anything. They're weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you send the pictures only after you have secured the money. Do never ever trust them if they
never
say never,
because trust us, we have done this so many times,
yeah,
where,
bro,
we like talk to these guys and we really trust them and we're like, oh, like they seem like they don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's why you can't trust men, guys. You need to have them send money. Even if it's $5. Don't be like, you don't need to be like, send me everything before I send you the picture. You can be like, send me a little something, maybe $5, $10 because $10 is good. $5 is like nothing. Yeah. $10 is a good amount. Send something and then you can just proceed from there.
Yeah. Be like, if you really liked it, like, thank you so much for sending me money, like, I really appreciate you. If you want more, I can, like, do whatever you want, you know? Like, once you can trust them, then you, you know, move in silence however you want.
Because they'll also say whatever, like, because they'll be like, no, I can't send you money first. Like, I've had too many, like, sugar babies, like, scams, like, try and, like, run away with my money. But it's better than have their money taken, which I don't think you're going to take it. But it's better to have their money taken than your body on the internet and sent to them where they can do whatever they want with it. You know, if they send you money, then they know that they actually want to just see it, you know, not do anything with it.
Exactly. There's also, like, there's so many weird fetishes out there. Girl, just look them up. Find your shit. Find your wave and get on it. Collect your bag, bro.
There's also another one that's called What's Your... There's an app that's... Or not an app. A website that's called What's Your Price? Where I don't know how well it works, actually, but I just got it today. And you, like, find these guys, like, wherever you can go from, like, in your location or, like, anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And you can, like, ask them for a bid. So it's, like, 50 or 75 or 100 or 135. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can request that much amount or you can send them and be, like, you decide however much you want to send me. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can meet up with them if you want. But, like, they send you the money before anything happens.
Yep.
So that's how you know.
Period. And then there's also... Well, today I was bored and I was like, how can I make some money? So I went on to Venmo and I looked up some basic ass random ass names, looked, make sure that they were old guys. And I just requested $10 from like each of them and no one has completed my payment yet, but I have a pretty cute picture. So I'm hoping that they just might be nice and send me some money.
And it takes time because you're not going to get a sugar daddy on the first time. I've been trying for months and months.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get one, but...
But I've got one. Like, yeah, shit works for me. Like, and, like, just trust the process, you know what I'm saying?
It just doesn't work right away. Like, you need to keep trying and trying and trying. Yeah, you need to request money. Yeah. Like,
there's also this one that I saw on TikTok, and it's called Clips for Sale, like, with a four. And .com and it's weird. There's this girl and she's like, okay, I set up a camera and then I just got drunk, like, in front of the camera and I was just drinking and they paid me to just watch me get drunk. Like, people are so fucking bored and weird, bro. Like, you don't even know. Like, they will literally pay you to watch you get drunk. Then with their money you can buy more alcohol or whatever the fuck you want, you know what I'm saying? Like, hustle your way through life. Get the bag.
You can do it. Like, you think you can't, but you can. I was with my friends one time and we were like just getting drunk, whatever, and then I was like, we were talking about Omegle because I used to go on Omegle every day when I was little. That was a freak. Same. I would go on it when I was like 14 years old, but now I'm like 18 and like we would just get drunk and we were in a room and we were like, let's go on Omegle. Mm-hmm. And then we would like, we'd be like, guys, let's try and get money while we're on here. Like, mm-hmm. What, why not? So we would just be like, do you want to send us some money, whoever came on? And they'd be like, what for? Like, what would you give me, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we'd be like, we can dance for you, we can lap dance for you, we can drink for you, we can pretend to jack off for you, like, literally anything. Because people are freaks, like, they have fetishes, they have feet fetishes, they have weird fetishes, mm-hmm. So they can just watch you literally dance. You don't even have to be naked, like, you can just dance anything, or, like, maybe, like, a tank top and, like, shorts, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, you can just dance for, like, 5 minutes or less.
Also, there's...
And they'll Venmo you. I've gotten $50 from someone who didn't even jack off or anything, who was just watching us because he was a nice guy, and he was watching us. He Venmoed us $50 and tried to help us with something else. You just need to talk and, like, you know, get that bug.
Exactly, bro. Thank you, Issa, for that. That's what I'm saying. I'd also like to mention that there is power in numbers, you know? What the fuck does that saying go like? There's power in numbers. Because think about it, you know, you're walking on the street, there's a cute guy, whatever the fuck, you're walking past, he's cute, you know, he catches your attention, whatever. Think about that guy with, like, four of his friends walking down the street, you know? That just made him instantly hotter for the sole reason that he's walking with friends, with more people. Numbers make it hotter. So go on with your friends, mm-hmm. You know, get all up in there, make them feel like they're going to be alone on that shit. You're going to have numbers, bro. You're going to make them feel powerless. Like, that's, like, confidence, bro. Like, get into it. You know what I'm saying?
And what I'm thinking of, like, people are like, oh, like it's really awkward. I can't talk sexy or, like, I can't do that. Like, that's just not me, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I just think of it as, like, an alter ego. Like, be, like, yeah, obviously it isn't me or like what I do with my life or like, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. but like if I need to get into that mindset to get money, like it's money, like yeah. I'm not gonna see your face any time, I'm not gonna probably meet up with you ever, you yeah. know, unless you guys want to, but like it's literally, you're just seeing him over camera.
It's an alter ego, bro.
Just literally an alter ego.
Literally just step into it, collect your bag, step out. That never happened, okay? Move on. No one has to know. The fuck? Like, you're not doing anything wrong. Like, you're literally having a conversation with these old-ass, weird-ass men, and they're sending you money for it. Like, the fuck? Like, think about it. You're going to the beach in the summer in a swimming suit, and these weird-ass creeps are looking at you. Now, if you can make money off of that, because they're going to look at you either way, why the fuck would you not choose the latter? You know what exactly. I'm saying? Anyways, yeah, like, I don't know. I guess that's a couple websites, couple tips and tricks from the bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know. Like, damn, I feel like we did good in 10 minutes. God damn.
Yeah, what?
11 minutes, but shit. All right. All right. Well, this is a good-ass podcast.
Yeah.
Well, now we are on Spotify, and we are the Savage Sandinos with the money sign because, you know, we are hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to follow us there, we can. You can hit us up on Spotify or find us there. You can send us questions through here, and we would love to respond.
We'll respond to everyone.
Yeah, like, we love you guys. 11-11 and period.
Period.
All right.
Hope you guys have an amazing day and took this advice very to the heart.
Yeah. Collect your bag, sis. And period. All right.
We're out.
Tana out.
Bye, guys. Peace out.